President clarifies summit stance.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
Relief for his GOP critics.
What I wish he would have said initially, and I'm glad he said it now.
Rescued boys released from a hospital.
You can see how strong they are. They're in high spirits.
Vegas resort sues shooting victims.
To me, that's a PR disaster.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump resorted to a prepared statement to reframe his Helsinki summit comments on election meddling. It may have satisfied some critics in his own party, but Democrats want to know more about what he said to Vladimir Putin behind closed doors. Our coverage begins this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
When we were in Helsinki on Monday, the president didn't equivocate. He was firm. And here's what he said when he was asked about the findings of the U.S. intelligence community.
They think it's Russia. President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
A wash and a tidal wave of criticism from Republicans and Democrats, the president said yesterday he needed to clarify.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
And he added a codicil that gives further credence to the view he still doesn't agree with the consensus of the intelligence community and congressional committees.
Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there.
The president will have another opportunity to explain his views when he sits down today with CBS Evening News anchor Jeff Glor here at the White House. This morning he tweeted, so many people at the higher ends of intelligence loved my press conference performance in Helsinki. My colleague Nancy Cordes has the latest reaction from Capitol Hill.
I think he realizes he made a mistake.
Republicans welcomed the president's course correction.
That's what I wish he would have said initially.
But Democrats were skeptical it would stick.
I give these comments about 24 hours before he once again slams the investigation.
Both sides still have a lot of questions about that two-hour meeting with Putin.
Bottom line is I want to know more about what went on between President Trump and President Putin.
What did the president agree to?
New Hampshire Democrat Jeanne Shaheen is even calling on the Senate to hold a hearing with the U.S. interpreter who was present during President Trump's meeting with Putin to uncover what they discussed privately.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is seeking immunity for five potential witnesses in the upcoming trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. A judge has turned down Manafort's bid to get that trial moved. A Washington court appearance is set for today for Maria Butina, the Russian woman charged with being an operative out to influence American politicians and groups like the NRA. Now to Thailand, where those 12 boys and their soccer coach who were rescued from a flooded cave are now out of the hospital. CBS's Anna Werner is covering an event where the boys in their colorful uniforms are speaking about their ordeal. One calls the arrival of divers a miracle.
When they first came into the room, they had soccer balls there in front of the stage. They were bouncing the balls and showing off their moves a little bit before they went up to the stage to sit down. This is a huge day. They're back here. Everybody's very excited. This is all being broadcast live across the entire country of Thailand right now. We heard a doctor say, well, you can see how strong they are. They're in high spirits and they're ready to face the normal world.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has apologized for suggesting in a tweet that a British diver at the cave rescue was a pedophile. The remark came after Vern Unsworth said Musk's offer of a small submarine to help was a PR stunt. The diver says he might take legal action. Some investors took action by dumping Tesla stock. Well, Google is facing a record fine in Europe over its Android mobile operating system.
A record $5 billion fine, bringing the total amount to more than $7.7 billion after last year's penalty over Google's shopping search service. And EU antitrust officers continue to investigate Google's online advertising contracts. That $5 billion is roughly what the Netherlands contributes to the EU budget every year, but it's about as much as parent company Alphabet generates every 16 days. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
More than 9 months after a gunman shot and killed 58 people at a Las Vegas outdoor concert from a hotel window, the owner of the place is taking its own legal action. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
In two federal lawsuits filed against hundreds of shooting victims last week, MGM says it cannot be held liable for deaths, injuries, or other damages arising from the shooting. It cites the Safety Act. The law encourages security firms to develop new anti-terrorism measures. In exchange, companies who use those security firms are immune from claims. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says MGM's lawyers made a smart legal move, but questions the optics.
If you make the public think that you're suing people or their families who are dead or seriously injured, to me, that's a PR disaster.
In Alabama, Republican Congresswoman Martha Roby has won a GOP runoff election. She was critical of Mr. Trump during his campaign, but still won his endorsement.
President Trump's endorsement was certainly helpful, and I appreciate the vice president's willingness to engage in this race.
No doubt about it, young people spend a lot of time on their smartphones.
Half the day, probably, I'm on my phone.
I should probably be on it less, but it's so fun.
A new study says those who use the devices for 9 hours or more a day showed some signs of ADHD. USC researcher Adam Leventhal.
We studied that in a sample of more than 2,500 Los Angeles area teenagers, and we found indeed, yeah, there was a statistically significant link.
One expert calls the findings interesting but tentative. Baseball's All-Star game resembled the home run derby from the night before. A record 10 homers flew out of Nationals Park in Washington.
Here's Bregman into left center field.
Alex Bregman's was one of two in the 10th inning to help propel the American League to an 8-6 victory over the National League on Fox TV.
Being able to just be on this field with such great players on both sides and have my family and friends in attendance. My dad grew up here and actually sat on Ted Williams' lap, so this is really special to us.
He was the game's MVP. The AL has won 18 of the last 21 All-Star games. The goal for almost every worker is a comfy retirement. CBS's Pam Coulter.
The Bankrate survey found Gen Xers and millennials believe the ideal retirement age is 60 or 61, while baby boomers and older Americans say 64 or 65.
The younger you are, the more likely you are to say that it's ideal to retire early.
Bankrate analyst Amanda Dixon says if you do want to retire early,
you have to be aggressive about saving consistently, saving every time you get paid, and saving early.
If not, you could be one of those working into your 70s and taking on part-time jobs to make ends meet. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Alabama college student Walter Carr walked to work. When his car broke down just before his first day as a mover, he set out on a 20-mile walk to report to the job. After 4 hours, police found him and drove him the rest of the way. A client of the company started a GoFundMe page for him. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.